So, didn't catch the show on
Tuesday.
No worries.
Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Oh, hello, podcast. It's good to have you here. We don't have heaps of time. Somebody's got somewhere to be. And we're not going to say much more than that. But one member of the team, there's only two members, has to be somewhere.
Nah, because it's got to that point now where, you know, I'm just can't talk about it anymore.
Well, I was just going to say no. I was going to save you and go, I've got to get home.
Bones, edit that out. Just beep it out.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Anyway, so Nath has to get home.
Because I've got to get home and go, because I've got to
see Meg house before she gets to sleep.
She's probably asleep.
Shut up.
No, I've got a house inspection tomorrow, remember? I told you
all
about it.
Yeah, you're going to clean it up.
Clean
the
house.
Vacuum cleaner out.
Clean the house. Might go get a hot chocolate and clean the house. Stay up by myself.
Oh, we laugh. We have fun.
So where are you going?
I don't know.
You don't know. You don't know where you're going.
I'm picking them up.
Yeah. Them? Multiple. Jeez. No wonder you didn't want to tell this story.
Yeah.
The other pod gets in the car going, who's this? Don't worry about it.
I just figure it's easier to do it all.
She's my 940.
It ran over.
You don't mind waiting, do you?
You might just let us all.
I'll crack the window.
I was getting ice cream with her. So chocolate. Oh, we're mucking around, guys. I'm dating Abby Chatfield, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. So.
I had so many messages today from people. Mainly people back in Hobart who are super fans of the show, who we greatly appreciate, and thank you for continuing to listen to the show, but sending me a message on my personal going, hey, you know, congrats for finding someone else again so soon. Because I
really quickly.
Because I put a post up about breaking up.
I can't believe it happened so quick.
But like, friends of us, I said on the show, Lou and Dave, Lou message, she's one of the smartest people I know.
Yeah, she is.
And she goes,
incredibly intelligent.
To be fair, she didn't congratulate me. She goes, Jimmy, I'm just really unsure if this is a bit.
Yeah.
Or if
to be fair, a lot, some of the people that we are most close to never can very, they struggle to tell when we're doing a bit and when we're being legit. Oh. Is it a bit? Are they legit?
It's been a new game we play on the show. We tell a story and go, bit or legit.
Oh my God. Bruiser. Sorry, producer Bruiser's talking to Abby. Somebody, listen. We just came up with a new idea. Abby, just quickly come in here because I think you'll love this. You're going to love this idea.
Or you can listen from there.
Listen from there.
Right. So the game, we tell a story.
Yeah.
And then it's called Bit
or legit.
Is it a bit or is it a real thing that happened?
Thoughts, Abby?
I like it, boys. Huh? But it is kind of just that show, Would I Lie to You, that Chrissy Swan hosts.
Well, ask your mate Chrissy Swan if we can steal
it. I've been on it.
Can we?
Have you?
Yeah.
What do you think? I watch everything you're on, mate. I think I'm obsessed with you or something.
Okay. All right. Talk about it later at home.
He'll bring the hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate is mad.
She's your 10-20, mate.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, Abs, a finance and insurance company over in the US, is looking for someone to watch all of the Fast and Furious movies for $1,000.
Pass.
there's a lot of movies. That's not even a dollar a minute. Is it a dollar? Hard to do quick math. Yeah, How many have there been?
So they want someone to track the damages from all the car crashes in the 10 films. So that they can put together an estimate the insurance impact of all the reckless driving.
So you've got to pay attention too.
Yeah, you've got to take notes.
I can't even scroll on Instagram.
Is it $1,000 US?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, you're struggling at the moment, are you, mate?
Sorry, how much Uber Eats pay you? Turn the mics off and do that thing.
Hey, here we go. Now, here we go. Trust us this time. So mic's going off, you're going to give us a number and then we'll come back, okay?
Three, two, one.
Oh my God, we are in the wrong game. What? We are in the wrong game.
I thought that wasn't very much.
What?
Because I had to post and stuff.
Oh, mate.
Mate, we'll
hey,
post.
Hey, Uber Eats, we're here.
Yeah.
We'll do a post for like $1,000.
And that's good for you.
Oh, mate. Menu log, you there?
Oh. No, we don't mention that.
Deliveroo? Yeah, anyone?
No, they're gone, mate. Remember?
Are they gone?
They look good, didn't they?
Oh.
Yeah. No, isn't that Milk Run?
Also, milk run's gone, which is very sad for me, but delivery, I think, was on the... Anyway.
Anyway, we get... Sorry, we
get distracted.
Jeez, gee whiz.
Imagine
you get paid for this show. We've got to renegotiate.
Anyway.
So if you were to watch, if you're interested in this and you want to watch them start to finish without any breaks, it would be 24 hours and 27 minutes start to finish. Now, unfortunately, this is only eligible to people who are over 18 and are US citizens.
Okay.
But what I thought we could do here at the Jimmy and Nath Show is we could do our own version of this. Now, I will be honest with you, Australia, right now, Jimmy and Nath don't have $1,000. The Jimmy, Nath and Abby Show do not have $1,000.
Mm.
But we want to ask on 131060, what would you do for $1,000?
What would you do for $1,000?
That's quite a lot.
What would you do for $1,000?
What would I do?
Now, how this is going to work, Australia, you call us, 131060, tell us what you do for $1,000, then we will take it to the powers that be, we'll take it to the bosses, and if it is a good enough idea, we will push for it to get you
$1,000. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I love this. But you've got to give us a reason. It's not just old timer
shoes. Yeah, because imagine if us three, we went to the bosses and we went, yeah, big boss on DC, and we went, hey guys, we need $1,000. And they go, what's it for? And we go, we don't know yet. They'd probably be like, nah. But if we go to them and go, hey, someone called up and said this, they go, ooh.
And you've got
or if I go to them alone, they'd say yes, I think.
Well, that's true because we just found out.
I mean, or Abby just pays you, Australia, because we found out what she got from Uber Eats. And I screenshot you today. Yeah. Open TikTok again and you come up all the time.
Yeah, it's a lot of usage.
What?
What does
that
mean?
Well, the reason why it's so much money is because they get to use my image in so many different platforms. It's not about the actual filming. It's about the usage.
So what you're saying is we've got to start looking like you to start making money.
Yes, but I'm terrified to say yes.
All right, Australia.
It's an Abby Chatfield mask.
Jump on the phones. Yes, I'll do an appearance at that place.
Oh, we could go to the things you don't want to.
Oh, my God, we could be your doppelgangers.
Off-air chat, off-air chat.
Right, 131060. Australia, jump on the phones right now. What would you do for $1,000? Think of the best thing you would do, and potentially, we're not making any promises, but we could give you $1,000 if it's good enough. Think content, guys. What would be good? What make headlines?
What's a bit?
But also, if you jump on the phones right now and give us a call, what would you do for $1,000? We've got double passes to Hoyts Lux as well. So you want to score some Hoyts Lux tickets. Your next trip to the movies just got a lot comfier at Hoyts. Book your recliner seats now, hoyts.com.au. You want to score a double to Hoyts Lux and a potential, I say potential, to win $1,000. Answer this question. What would you do for $1,000, Australia?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
What would you do for $1,000?
That's quite a lot.
What would you do for $1,000?
What would I do?
Yes, this is after an insurance place over in the US has put up an ad, $1,000 to watch all these Fast and Furious movies. That is to track all the damages from the car crashes in the 10 films. Mm. If you do watch them start to finish without any breaks, it would be 24 hours and 27 minutes.
It's a lot of fast. That's a lot of VIN, isn't it?
Well, he's not in all of them. He's not in Tokyo Drift.
Oh, actually, that's true. So minus 3 hours, it's what, only 17 hours of Vin Diesel.
Wow. You know, he's got a song.
He's got a song?
He's got a song.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel has a song.
Vin Diesel has a song.
I wonder if it's... What are the odds of it being in the system, guys?
Okay.
Vin Diesel.
Whenever I think of Vin Diesel, I think of him singing Feel Like I Do.
Have you got it?
Sorry. Feel like I do.
What? This is Vin Diesel?
Yes. It's so bad.
Oh, my God.
It's got 7 million listens. Sorry, my ADHD just went into full.
No, I'm learning stuff.
I didn't know he made me. How many songs does he have?
Two. He's got Feel Like I Do and Days Are Gone.
Days
Are Gone.
After 8 o'clock, we're going back-to-back-to-back Vin Diesel, guys, so stick around.
Lisa. We are asking, what would you do, $1,000? We're willing to give it away.
Fingers
but
crossed.
We just need to hear the things first.
Lisa from Richmond. Hi, Lise.
Hi.
Lise, what would you do for $1,000?
I would lick the button at a pedestrian crossing. I'd even do Collins Street if you give it to me.
Collins Street, okay.
Germs are good for you.
Oh, build the immunity.
Oh, you don't believe in vaccines. You think it out there. Lick things.
Lisa, do you lick many things?
Some things.
Like what?
Not many things.
Not many things.
Door handles and pedestrian.
I mean, what are we thinking, team? I mean, you know, video.
I mean, it's not bad.
Us three and Lise go watch a lick a button.
Mm, I'd want to be there. I don't want video footage. I want to see it.
Yeah.
Abby?
I don't care for it.
No, that's okay.
Lisa, well, I think it's something.
You reckon she could lick something better than that?
There's something better to lick. Okay. Lisa, I like the licking idea. I just think because the stainless steel, I don't know, like, does the bacteria harbour well on there?
Oh, I don't know, mate. Should we get a bloody someone to stop? Lisa, go back to Lisa's lick factory and come back to us with a better one, okay? Yep. But, I mean, good first try. I don't mind that. Jordan from Bendigo. Hey, Jordan.
Hello.
Jordan, what would you do for $1,000?
You know those big dinosaur inflatable costumes?
Yep.
I would chuck one of those on and I would run around the town lake.
The town lake in Bendigo.
It's like big though, not like a tiny lake.
How what do you think the distance is around the lake?
It is, I think, 1.8 kilometres.
Okay, my next question, Jordan. How many people frequent the lake in Bendigo?
Many.
What's many,
many
though?
Many for Bendigo or many for, like, real life?
I'd say hundreds.
Hundreds
at all times.
And also, if I go at 3 a.m. down to the Bendigo Lake, there's 100 people.
Maybe not right now, but like midday to after school time, you have heaps of kids.
Okay.
Kids, though.
Hundreds.
Yeah. No, and adults walking dogs, lots of dogs.
Okay.
Dogs,
okay.
No, we've. John,
I prefer
gonna...
Lisa the liquor over this.
Oh, you're back on liquor.
You're back on Lisa's lick factory.
There's something in the lick.
Okay, Jordan, you're not out of it just yet, but just stay there. Just stay there. Okay, so we've had Lisa the liquor. We've had Jordan the dinosaur. Jess from Port. Hello, Jess.
Hello,
Jess. $1,000. What would you do for it?
I'd suck someone's toes.
Well, that's a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Please, obviously.
Jess, I'm going to give you a second chance. You got anything else?
I'd run around someone's house naked.
Someone's okay. Someone's, can we combine Jess, would you go to the Bendigo Lake and run around naked?
Because there's hundreds of people.
Well, not all the time.
No.
Not right now, but like, there's some kids in the arvos and people walking the door.
Maybe not the nudity, but the kids in the Bendigo Lake.
Cara from Dandenong. I'll be honest, Cara.
A lot of pressure on
There's
you,
a
Cara.
Lot of pressure on you because you have the potential to absolutely take this for $1,000. What would you do?
Well, I'm just such a big fan of you guys' show, and I love you guys so much that I would probably get a tattoo of the Hit Radio logo somewhere on my body for $1,000, obviously.
Is this Dave Cameron's personal assistant? Mate, I don't want the hit, like, sorry hit. Like, we love you and we're really loyal to you.
Oh, you're the listener logo.
And I'll do it. It doesn't have to be them. You guys can pick it.
Can it be just our names?
Could it be Nathan Roy, Abby Chatfield, Jimmy Smith?
It's a bit long. I could do first one.
Okay, Jimmy, Nathan, Abby.
Jimmy, Nathan, Abby.
Yeah.
You would do Jimmy, Nathan, Abby.
Yeah.
Where on your body?
That's a tough one. I don't know. What are your suggestions?
Well, I've got one where my bra goes, and it's nice because whenever you wear a bra or togs, then it covers it up.
You're onto it, babe.
So bra line, Cara.
For $1,000.
For $1,000.
Yeah.
And the cost of the tattoo.
We couldn't make her pay the tattoo. Yeah. That'd be pretty dull.
Okay, no, that's fair.
Here's $1,000. Take it.
Okay, Cara,
300 out. Yeah.
So, Cara, here's the deal. You get the tattoo. We'll pay for the tattoo.
Yeah.
Says Jimmy, Nathan, Abby.
Yep.
And you run around Bendigo Lake.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
How about this? A driver in the UK has been arrested after allegedly driving for 50 years without a licence. 50 years on the road with no licence. The police department, this is what they said. They said the driver of the vehicle has never passed a test despite being 69 years old. Nice. and has been driving for over 50 years. 50 years, no licence. Apparently he was just forging documents and his car was insured. He made up that he had a licence and an insurance company bought it.
It's way more effort to forge a licence. Like, think about even He would have no ID. Did he forge an ID?
Forged everything.
He obviously knows how to drive. Just go and do the test.
Exactly.
So, yeah, obviously, he hasn't done anything that bad because he hasn't been pulled over in 50 years. So it's not like he's a bad driver.
Yeah.
He would surely easily be able to pass the test.
One of those things where you get too deep into a lie, though. You know, like, I can't tell them now. Like, because at that point, he'd go, well, I've been driving for 30 years. And they'd be like, what do you mean? Go,
where, mate?
Where? He does
a test when he's like, I don't know, like 39, 49. Yeah. And they're like, you've been driving for years, mate.
Just so purposely fails the first two.
Yeah. Fake nerves.
Was that a red light?
3-point turn. Oh, sorry, guys.
I'm not great at these. Oh. Bang.
No, see, now that we've talked through it, it's easy with the lie.
Yeah, it is.
You had to fake not knowing how to drive.
Yeah, I know. Did you guys get all your licenses straight away? I didn't get mine straight away. In your driver's test.
I did, but I didn't have to do the 100 hours.
Oh. Well, I didn't have to do that.
Oh, my. Oh, Queenslanders.
Well, no, because we didn't have a car. I didn't have a car. My family didn't have a car.
Was that the thing? If you didn't have a car, you didn't have to do the 100 hours.
We didn't have money for a car. So instead...
You don't have money for a car.
For a car.
Did you have a car?
Wait, so then the government
were like,
so
oh, you
zero
poor
car.
Thing. Zero car.
So
no car.
You go home, no car.
No car.
Carless. So I put in a little request and they said, don't need to do it, Dal.
Jeez.
And I said, thank you so much, government. Hey. And I got it first go.
Well done, mate.
Squeaky wheel gets a grease, guys.
Well, she didn't have a squeaky wheel. She didn't have a car.
No car.
Only for the period of time that I need to learn, which is very convenient.
Oh, so suddenly there is a car.
There was a car at one point.
Sounds like there's a car.
Yeah.
I was older than Ab, so when I was in Queensland, you didn't need to do the
horse
hours.
And cart.
Yeah. When I've got to drive, so easy. I went in. Maybe it's gotten to windy as well. Yeah. So I went in. They go, you want learners? And it was like 6 questions.
Yep.
Smash that out. Here's your learners. Had that for 6 months. So then I think I got my driver's license. I think I was at 16. So at 16 and a half, I just got my P's. You didn't need to have hours. You didn't need
to just carry over.
I don't know if you have a license, babe.
Oh, mate. You're this guy. Let's check. Are you 69 years old?
Well, you know what happened. I'm 33.
You're not that much older than me, babe.
How old are you?
28.
Yeah, so that's 5 years. It did change, I remember.
Do you guys want to know how old I am?
Yeah, 30.
Did
you have your party recently?
Yeah,
0.
Yeah.
So I did have that issue with the fake driver's license thing recently.
Yeah. What do you mean? I got it from Gundawiti when I was 16.
No, so
I think there's this whole conspiracy
going on.
So
I didn't vote in 2018 in Brisbane.
Wow.
And when you don't vote, if you don't pay the fine, eventually they take your driver's license away. Now, I don't remember doing this, but in that period...
It's because you didn't do it.
So, yeah. In 2018, I wasn't even living in Brisbane. Anyway, between that time, I lived in New South Wales, lived in Tasmania, and then back in New South Wales.
Mm.
And so, when I went moving back from Tassie to here, I went in to go, can I change my driver's license over? And they looked at it and they went, this isn't... You have an illegal driver's license.
Mm.
And I went, what? And they're like, you shouldn't have had a driver's license since, like, 2018. We're, what, 2023 now?
They don't tell you. They don't send you anything. They just take it away from you.
They just take it away from you. So I was driving illegally for 5 years without even knowing.
Whoa. Pretty much this guy.
Yeah. You're pretty much this man.
Well, not. I mean, this is much more impressive. 50 years. Yeah. Mine was 5, but anyway.
Shouldn't have gone. No, I'm kidding. That's not a good.
Oh, my God. It's a radio arc.
How long can we go?
13, 10, 60. Here's what I want to do now, guys. Jump on the phones. What did you get away for doing? Get away with doing for way too long? Whatever it was, 13, 10, 60, what did you get away with doing for way too long? It could be absolutely anything. Doesn't have to be driving related. Could be anything that you were doing and you were doing it for a long time before you get caught. Or maybe you've never been caught doing it. Whatever it is, you still haven't been caught. 13, 10, 60.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
13, 10, 60. What did you get away with doing for way too long? This is after a bloke in the UK has been busted, guys, having driven for 50 years without a license. He came up with a whole fake ID. He swindled an insurance company. We figured out, maybe a little bit too much effort, just get the license. And then we tried to figure out how we would wriggle it out of the lie. And we go, Fair enough. Yeah, you're going
to
get it.
Sometimes you just have to love the lie.
I remember it. That's true. Love the lie. That's what it's about, mate.
Beautiful, babe.
I don't know if you guys had this with the tuck shop at school, but we sometimes if we got like little ice creams or something, we had like it was like a little card to go and get like an icy pole. Did you guys have that? You'd get a card and go get an icy.
We're Queenslanders, mate.
I don't know what you guys did.
Dumb dogs.
In cash.
You had your card.
It was like a little cardboard card that was made on a computer, right? And it would say like icy pole on it.
Was it like a...
Pardon?
Yeah, computers at your school. Money.
A single computer.
Oh, right. Okay.
Hey, don't. We'll get to where you went to high school.
No, this is primary school. I'm talking primary school.
We didn't have computers at primary school.
I'm talking Laguna Street Public School, guys. And so what I figured out was on Word, on the computer, I found out what font that they used and I printed it out. And for a couple of years, I was getting free IcyPulse from school.
You just reminded me of what I did with my bus card in high school because we didn't have a car.
Did you have a car?
You had
buses, though.
Must be.
And
nice.
I
also have, like, no.
No buses.
No,
anyway.
No,
these buses, mate.
You have no idea. You don't want to be on the Audi bus. Sorry, not on the O-Run bus. Yeah. Actually, off air. Same thing. I replicated our, because they were just little stampy stamp things.
Genius.
And just on a bit of pink, I bought pink cardboard from the arts and crafts shop and did that. Wow, I'm a crazy girl.
You are. How long did you get away with that for?
I think I used it a couple of times. I would panic because I think I'd like the bus driver's going to figure out. I haven't bought one in a while, so I had to like.
See, I reckon I got away with 6 months. I reckon it was about 50 icy poles.
You guys are way smart too early. I didn't catch on to doing anything like that till I was at uni. I was at QUT, and there used to be a staff parking, and I took a photo of my phone through like their windshield, and genius. I recreated that and used that on my dad.
It's genius!
Wow!
And we both went to QUT.
Oh, there was a QUT. We have so much in common.
Oh, my God. You
Which
say?
Campus?
Yes, what? Melbourne Grove and the city. I went to both.
Oh, I just went to the city. Guns Point.
Boring. Harrison. Harrison from Sydney. Thank God. Harrison. What did you get away with for a long time, Harrison?
Coffee cards and the coffee card stamper.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, talk us through it, Harry. What'd you do?
Look, the coffee card stamper magically appeared with one of our friends, and we all seemed to get coffee a little bit too much and didn't really have to worry about getting to the fifth stamp.
Genius. Harrison, how many coffees do you reckon we're talking over what time period?
Look, I don't want to disclose too much, but yeah, no,
you said everything else.
Yeah, sorry, Harrison. I've said Harrison, Sydney.
Police are knocking down. Harrison, we know you're in there.
Hey, go ballpark, Harry. How many coffees are we talking?
A fair few. Like, I'm probably up two or three a day at this point in time. I don't anymore, though.
Yeah, for how long, though, Harry? Come on, give me a...
You're going hard on Harry.
Give me a
couple of years. It went digital, so it sort of caught us out in the end, and we'd have to go to different stores because they get to know us, and they're like, haven't you already received a free coffee earlier today?
So coffee game. Different
ones. It wasn't like a little cafe, because that's pretty... Like, you just wouldn't do that, but I mean... It
sounds like a big chain, Harry, yeah?
Yeah, it's a pretty substantial chain.
Which one? No, I'm kidding.
It's like, yeah, I don't know, give and take. Sometimes you get sauce and sometimes you get a coffee.
Yeah, wow. What? Isn't sauce free?
Sometimes you get a coffee.
He's got that tattooed on his forearm.
About?
Aaron from Melbourne, what did you get away with for a long time, Az?
Yeah, I got away with mooching off my parents' ETAG account.
Oh, that's a good one. I did that for a long time, Aaron. How long are we talking?
Oh, it'd be about 12 years.
12 years, Aaron.
And they didn't know, Aaron, or?
They didn't have a clue.
God.
When did you get kicked off the ETAG account, Az?
I got kicked off when I changed jobs and I started going into the city a bit more regularly, and then there was a bit of a spike in the bill, which they took notice to, and the jig was up pretty quick.
How was the conversation? Did they go, hey, notice something, or...?
Yeah, it was very much, have you been on our ETAG account? Where are all these charges been over the years?
Did you plead ignorance? Did you say, oh, nah.
Yeah, I must have forgot. Sorry, man.
Must have forgot.
Thank you, Aaron. Nathan from Bexley. Hey, Nath.
Hey, how are you?
Good, mate. What'd you get away with for a long time?
I got away for a long time. So just a bit of a backstory. I'm sort of known as the Phantom Pooper.
Oh.
Okay.
And I went one morning, obviously before we go to work, we do our thing in the morning. And I left. I flushed and it wasn't working. And I live with my girlfriend. We've got one bathroom. And let's just say I got away with leaving the doogie in the bathroom for about 5 to 6 days before I had to call the plumber and she lost it.
5 to 6 days, as in it was there for 5 to 6 days?
It was there for 5 to 6 days. I had to sort of do a bit of cleaning every now and again until I fixed it.
Right, so was that the only bathroom in your place with your partner?
The only one. The
so
only
where were you going to the bathroom in those? Where was she going to the bathroom in 5 days?
Like I said, I had to do a bit of cleaning in between. It was not...
No,
between.
No,
what?
Nathan, hang on. What are you talking about?
As in you would remove what was in there.
Look, maybe, but yes.
What was she doing?
Let's just say she's of European descent and she wasn't happy. She was...
But where was she pooing?
Where was she pooing, Nathan? Where was she shitting?
Where was she doing?
We have one in the garage downstairs. It's like a communal one.
So she was pooing in the communal toilet?
Every now and again.
I have no idea what's going on.
Nathan,
so,
I don't know how
you... Do you think she always pooed in the communal toilet because she was scared of pooing inside the house? Because was it a fresh relationship, Nathan?
No, we're in deep. We're like,
yeah, a bit too deep, mate. what was Nathan doing? How was he?
I don't know, mate. Brooke so from Point Cork. Hello, Brooke.
Hello, how are you going?
Good. What'd you get away
confused,
with?
Confused, Brooke. We're very confused.
Yeah, Brooke, I hope this is easy to understand. Brooke, what'd you get away with doing for a long time?
So now an ex-partner of mine once bank transferred me $50, and instead of doing it a one-time thing, put it on repeat, and every fortnight for 9 months, I'd get $50 into my bank account.
Oh. That is phenomenal.
Compensation. That's amazing.
So you broke up, Brooke.
Yeah, well, we broke up, so that was happening, and then a month later we broke up, so technically 8 months we weren't together.
And he had no idea he's transferring you $50 a fortnight.
I told him at the start, and then after the first two times I told him, I gave up and thought, it's my game then.
How much did you make, you reckon, Brooke?
Oh, I'm not great with maths. But
you can probably figure it out.
I mean, Abs, you're very good at maths. What? 8 months. So 8 times
how many
4
weeks in
divided
a month,
by 2 times 50, $800. Well
bad.
Well done. $800. Then
Jesus.
When did he ask for the money when he figured it out, Brooke?
No, I didn't. I said to him, you're not getting the money. If you're stupid enough to keep transferring it to me, then you don't get the money.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
So we're giving away tickets to my tour, the Trauma Dump Tour. Side note, everyone, announced a second Sydney show.
Huge, guys. Actually, no, that's absolutely round of applause.
That's massive.
It is. It is. I saw it at the Enmore in like a couple of hours, I think. And then
this one's what, a pub down the road or?
Yeah.
Just out
like
the front.
15 people. Wait, yeah.
Is this a second show or just kick-ons?
Like, is it afters?
You know what?
Are you having a few wines and going to someone's house?
We'll rebrand it. Kick-ons. Yeah. So we're giving away tickets to other shows, and we've got a show on Friday in Perth, and we have someone on the lines here that would like to go. Is that correct, Talia?
Talia, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Talia.
Hi, Abby. Hi, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Are we just everyone, are we, Talia?
Everyone,
fair enough.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Jimmy
fair
and or Nate.
One of the hosts said.
One of the boys.
You know what? I got mentioned in an article properly because I was massaging your feet.
You pour it up like 17 times today and you've got it framed on your desk, mate.
Hey, Abby, I haven't had many career highlights,
it's
mate.
It's a big right? moment. It's a
Do you
big
want an
moment.
I'll give you one of my acres.
I actually was going to ask for an acre. Anyway, sorry, Talia.
Sorry, Talia.
This is about you. All fair, all fair. Talia, so obviously you're a fan of me and you want to come to the show, but in order to prove that, you need to go against Jimmy and or Nate, a.k.a. everyone, and see if you can answer questions about me and my life. Does that work for you, Talia?
Okay, I think I've got this one.
Amazing. Yep. So it's names as buzzers, so you just yell out Talia, and then Jimmy and Nate have to answer at the same time.
Yeah, so we've got to, because there is a little bit of a delay. So how we did this yesterday, Talia, is we'll stand back from the mic. To make it fair with the delay, we have to take 2 steps towards the mic and answer at the say our names at the same time for it to be fair and equate to you buzzing in it. Does that sound okay?
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
You'll figure it out as we go. All right, Abby, let's do it.
Let's begin. Welcome. Oh, that's
Yeah, when you're ready, mate, it's your game.
Sorry. Welcome to the Abby Quiz. To win Trauma Dump tickets to the Perth show at the Perth Concert Hall. Talia, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go, Abby.
Jimmy and or Nate, are you ready to go?
Yes.
Let's do it.
I can't hear them.
First, they're like four.
Sorry, Talia, we're back from the mics because you're in Perth. It's a 2-hour time difference, so we're about 2 steps
back. Yeah. Anyway, first question. Abby is the host for which new TV show on Binge?
Jimmy and Nate.
It's got to be.
Jimmy and on Nate.
Yes. Go on, Jim.
F-Boy Island.
Yeah, baby.
You hear us now, Talia?
Jimmy applied and didn't get in.
Good work, boys.
All right.
You mean everyone? Good work, everyone?
Everyone. Second question is, on which instrument did Abby learn to play the crazy frog on when she was 10 years old?
Talia.
Yes, Talia.
Was it the recorder?
Close, but no cigar. Jimmy and or Nate, would you like a go?
I've never heard this before.
I don't know. Can I
phone a friend?
Is a friend me?
Yeah, can I ask my friend Abby?
No.
Just guess an instrument.
Okay.
But can't be an instrument that's like hard to learn.
Piano.
No.
I can play on the piano currently, but that's not what I learned today.
Back to flute.
No, because you're never going to get it. I also don't want you guys to get it by accident. All right.
And you're not going to believe it. The last question is worth 3 points.
Talia, you must win this one.
All right.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're going to Perth, Talia.
They're not. I'll put them on the blacklist.
Okay.
Was it Jimmy or Nath that made headlines about rubbing Abby's feet?
Talia.
Yes, Talia.
Was it Jimmy?
It was Jimmy.
Sorry, Talia.
Or should we just give it to Talia?
Give it to Talia! Talia, well done. You're going to see Abby live, the Trauma Dump Tour. Of course, tickets on sale for details. FrontierTouring.com. Good on you, Talia.
That's amazing. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Talia.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nath, Abs, we've made the news. Well done, team. Round of applause.
Well, you too have. That's exciting. Well done, guys.
Oh, don't be like that.
I'm all the way over here, mate. I can't get involved in your shenanigans.
More
of them just happened just then. So
Are
I'm
you
just
starting
here.
To have resentment already?
So much.
Yeah. Hey, at the end of the day, you know, I'm just over here flirting with Abs, so I'm single and alone and sad, and you're happy. You know, you and your partner Meg are engaged, you're getting married next February.
Don't make this about me, mate. You're the one on the article.
Yeah. It's good to have a work crush.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You on me. No, yeah. I don't have one right now, but
have you got one?
It keeps you going.
Have you got? No. Cool. If you did miss it, it is on the socials at Jimmy and Nath. And there's a lovely article in the Daily Mail. Shout out to the Hot Nights team who've will have this memory forever. They've put a little frame for me, and they've also framed
the moment.
Double frame.
The original moment. Because I've been giving Abby multiple foot rubs on the show.
You can get one today, but sorry.
Because you put your grubby little hands all over me.
Okay. And he means it in a literal term, not a little grubby.
No, Abby is eating unnamed burger with sauce and chips and touching my arm, and there's...
I don't think I've ever touched you tonight.
Where did that come from then?
I don't know, mate. Maybe planted it there to frame me.
Because every man's out to get you.
every man. Out to get me. You want to act like I've got such a crush on you when actually you put that herb mayo on yourself.
That's a great bit for me. Put this herb mayo on me. I'll say she did it. Look, I think it is unfair, though, Australia, that I'm the only one giving foot rubs and Abby's the only one receiving them. So what I want to do on 131060 is, are you with someone right now? Because we want you to pass the phone to them. We want to try and set up some foot rubs.
Yeah. So what we want, jump on the phones right now. It's very simple. 131060 Australia. If you're with somebody, give us a call. If you are with somebody right now, because what we want to do is we want to get your foot rub, right? So you'll hand the phone to the person that you're with, and we'll convince that person that it's worth their while to give you a foot rub live on the show. We've got prizes to give away to convince them. We've got Abby Chatfield. She manages to get people to do things.
This is the thing, Nathan. I'm not a big foot rub guy, but something, Abby has this power, right? And maybe she can help Australia with it. She can, you know, share that, how she get, because I don't know, I was just doing radio. Next thing, bloody foot's your man.
You just put the foot near their face and they think that's a better alternative to be rubbing it rather than in their mouth.
So there are many ways to do this, Australia. Mm. Jump on the phones right now. You could be in the car, you could be at home, you could be at work. It doesn't matter where you are, as long as you're with somebody else, 131060.
Or they don't even need to know what's going on.
No, they don't.
Maybe you're listening to this and you're driving home and your partner's going to be at home. Just call us. All we need is we just need you to be around or near somebody and we can try and make this work for you.
131060. We're going to give away some foot rubs on the show. to you, Australia. And if you want one, jump on the phones. Look, to make it even easier for them to potentially give you these foot rubs, $100 Emma Pills vouchers to give away, $200 Athlete's Foot vouchers to give away. If you're with someone and you want a foot rub, 131060.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Well, look, we have just asked on 131060. Give us a call if you're with someone.
Yeah.
If you did miss it, Australia, over the past few nights, there have been allegations by certain news publications that I have been giving Abby Chatfield foot rubs. I'm neither going to confirm or deny these reports. And while I'm here and I have the microphone, Nate, I'm not going to confirm or deny if I am dating Abby Chatfield. She's made advances and
okay. Don't do that. The mutual advances.
Okay. We're advancing on each other. Hey. The gap between us and the desk is becoming smaller and smaller.
Smaller and smaller.
So I got her grubby little fingers on my shirt.
I still don't think that I did that.
Gaslighting you.
Gaslighting, of course. Yeah,
sorry,
you are.
The man would be.
Couple therapy?
Okay.
There's already cracked in the relationship.
He always does this, Nate.
I know, and that's why I've got you here, guys.
The communication needs to really, I'm just over it.
Rhiannon from Victoria. Hi, Ree. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. How are you guys?
We are good. Now, Ree, are you with somebody right now?
Yes, I'm with my sister.
Hello.
Okay. Oh, what's your sister's name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte. And Ree, would you like Charlotte to give you a foot massage?
I would. I've been asking her for years.
And she has she ever given you a foot massage, Ree?
Oh, when she was little, but not in a while.
Right. Okay, Ree, I think we're going to have to talk to Charlotte, if that's okay. Can you put Charlotte on the phone?
No worries. Hello.
Hello, Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte.
Welcome to Jimmy, Nathan, Abby Chatfield. Thoughts on giving your sister a foot rub?
No, a big no.
Are you, now, Charlotte, are you the younger sister?
Yeah, I'm 18.
Yeah, Charlotte, I think you owe it to her. She is the older sister.
Yeah.
They had to have the harsher rules. She had to be the vanguard in your family to ensure that you were allowed to have more lenient home times.
Yes.
Maybe you're allowed to date people earlier.
Mm. Stay out a bit later.
You know, Rhiannon's the one that's gone through it all. I bet you've, have you got some hand-me-down clothes of hers? Has she given you advice throughout the years?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So don't you think, Charlotte, she deserves just a little bit of pressure on that arch? Just a little bit of a rub. Just do a minute per hoof.
Maybe what? Like if I had gloves or something, I don't know.
No, don't worry about gloves. She hasn't got anything. Okay, so
nature's way.
Charlotte, what about this? Nature's way. What if I hook you up with $100 to spend at Emma Pills, Charlotte?
Mm-hmm, that sounds good.
And you would give your sister a foot massage live on the radio show right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're going to need to hear
it. Put the phone back to Rhiannon.
Rhiannon, okay. You need to describe what's happening and tell us if it's good or not. And Charlotte, it's over to you. Let's make it happen. Come on, a live foot massage.
All right. I'm taking my boot off.
Yes.
Good start.
Keep describing what's happening. Yep.
Shoved in her face. She's smelling my toes.
Okay.
Did she say how it smells?
Give it a rub. Oh, she started with the thumb. Two hands now.
Oh.
How is it, Ree? How's it going?
Pretty good. It's a little bit harder, Charlotte.
Bit harder, Charlotte. Ree, you let us know when you're satisfied with the foot rub.
She's doing pretty good, actually.
Are you satisfied?
Yep. I am.
Yeah. Very good.
You did it.
Very good. That's one.
Foot rub on air.
Chris from North Queensland. G'day, Chris.
Hello.
Chris, are you with somebody who could potentially give you a foot rub?
Yes, I'm with my mother.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent.
So, okay. Does your mum often rub your feet, Chris?
No, she does not.
She does not. Okay. Nah, what's your mum's name, Chris?
My mum's name is Amanda.
Okay. Is Amanda willing to talk to us live on the radio right now?
Yes, she's willing to talk to us.
Okay. All chuck right. The phone on to Amanda.
Hello, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. I reckon we switch this and we get Chris to give you a massage. Yeah. I think you deserve
a
bit more.
That's what I thought I was calling for.
Great switcheroo, yeah. Abby. Yeah. Very
it's
good.
It's almost Mother's Day.
Okay.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
I love you.
Very great switcheroo. Okay.
Have you ever had to give a 16-year-old boy a foot massage?
No. I hope I don't have to.
No.
Okay, Amanda, put the phone back on to Chris.
All with that for you.
All right.
Chris, I'm sorry, bro, but we've changed it on you. You got to give your mum a foot rub right now. You're happy to do so.
Okay, this is good.
Now, Chris, you put the phone back on your mother.
Hello again.
Okay, good. Okay, can describe to us what's happening right now. Put the feed up. Talk us through it.
He's massaging his feet.
His own feet? No.
I think you've got this round the wrong way. Like, here, look.
No, Amanda, shove your feet in his face.
Say, massage.
There you go.
It's Mother's Day almost.
Come on, Mother's Day. And he's got a few things to make up to me, so it better be a good massage.
Okay, Amanda, describe it. Is it any good? You let us know when you're satisfied, okay?
It's not bad at all, actually. It's pretty good. He's got some. He's getting better as he goes along. So I reckon, I think he's going good now.
Yes! Good!
Happy Mother's Day, Dom.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Guys, we're two from two. Do we dare go again?
Let's go for three from
three. Of course we do. T from Harvey Bay. Hello, T.
Hello, how are you?
Good. T, are you with somebody who could give you a foot rub right now?
Well, I'm with my best friend, Courtney, and we're pulled over. So we were listening to the radio and she looked at me and said, I would never do that. And I said, bet. And I called you guys.
I said, bet.
Right. Okay. So you reckon Courtney would never give you a foot massage?
Oh, we can try.
Okay. Chuck the phone over to Courtney.
All right. Here she is. Hello.
Hey, Courtney. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So, you, Courtney, it's Jim here. You don't want to give T a foot massage at all?
No, not really.
Well, what if we bribe you, Nath? What are the prizes?
How can I make it worth your while? What about a double pass to Hoyt's Lux Cinemas, Courtney?
Oh, you might have to tempt me a bit more.
Gee whiz. Okay. What about a $100 Emma Pills voucher?
Who's that?
It's a really good jewellery brand. I love.
You still need more, do you?
Okay, maybe.
Sorry, Courtney, can you put the phone back to T for a sec?
Okay. I told you.
Okay, T, what have, like, surely you've done something for Courtney. Let's go back. Let's throw it back. What have you, why does she owe you one?
Well, okay, one of many things.
Yep.
Just yesterday, actually, she had a stomach bug, and I cleaned out her vomit bucket for her.
Oh, come on! T, give the phone
to Courtney.
All right, here she is.
Courtney?
She threw me under the bus, didn't she?
Courtney, you bloody massage those feet right now.
Stop laughing.
Stomach bug.
Stop laughing. Courtney. You're saying over your bug?
Are you over your bug? Are you done?
Yes. Okay. I'm done with my bug.
Okay.
Grow up and massage some feet.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Right around the country, hot nights. Jimmy, Nate, Abby, Chatfield, Abs. We love this bloke.
Oh, I love him. He was one of the first faces I saw when I came onto Australian television. He then tried to be nice to me before I got dumped. And now he's nice to me every episode of The Masked Singer, so I'm very lucky. We've got Osher Ginsberg here.
Osher, Abby.
I love him.
I tried my hardest. We've talked about you.
We have discussed it.
That's the job. The job is to lie to your face.
Yeah, last time he was here.
But look, worked out.
It worked out pretty well, babe.
For everyone, actually.
I know, it's
worked out for him. Like, he's great.
Okay. He's great without you, darling.
He is. He's great.
He's wonderful. People pleaser. He's helping both sides. Where do you think he was before this interview?
Well, Matt came to my live show, my first live show in Melbourne. I don't know if you saw. So we're very good friends now.
That's lovely.
I know, isn't it great? Friendly and joyous. Anyway, back to Osher. So, okay.
No, Osher's here to interview you, mate.
I'm scared. I'm like, so Osher is doing this new improv-ish satire.
It's satirical. You know the kind of conversations we have at work? They're not about work, are they?
Yeah, no.
I get pretty deep pretty quick.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can be a really serious person sometimes. I was like, I need to find a way to laugh about this stuff.
Yeah.
And so I've always wanted to host a satirical news show, then rapidly realised no network on Australian television was ever going to give me one.
Mm, yeah.
So I just invented one and we started doing it in Sydney. We did like 4 weeks, then had to extend our season. We ended up doing 7 weeks and we got invited to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We did 10 nights down there and we're about to do the Sydney Comedy Festival. And it's the news of the day. And I don't know if you guys are, broadcasting professionals, don't try to do a live satirical news show every day that requires 2,500 words of tight comedy written the day of the show.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Yeah, so this is wild. So the show changes.
Every day.
Every single performance.
Don't see, never see the same show twice.
Jeez.
So it's called.
Go.
Sorry, before this, I just want to get it out. I'm getting nervous.
I want you to do it in your best news voiceover voice. So you just go all in. Go.
It's called NTNNN, Nighttime News Network Nightly News.
Close.
What did I do wrong? Nighttime News Network Nightly News.
National Nightly News. It's NTNNNN, Nighttime News Network National Nightly News. Never mind. It's a lot of fun. The stories are real, but the news is fake.
Okay.
Right. So how does it work? So you come out on stage, and then what? Then what happens?
Well, I don't know. Let's say I'll come out and say, and tonight, you know, the budget's coming in, and you know, some terrible thing has happened, and in sport, blah 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 blah, and then okay, right, our top story tonight. We said we'd never do it again. A year after we dumped the last guy, we've woken up after the honeymoon period, looked over at our current prime minister, and gone, oh, he's the same as the last one. He doesn't care about climate and he's taking all our money.
Great.
Going into this budget, ignoring promises of raising JobKeeper. I'm just making it up as I go along. The government has decided to not keep an election promise. We cross live now to Abby Chatfield, who is at the Promise Upkeep Society Institution, or PUSSY, with a promise-keeping coach, Nathan, who is here to help
the other one.
Aspiring...
Speaking up on the spot, mate. Give him a go.
Aspiring politicians, how to work on this talent of breaking promises in public. Mm. And then you go, that's right, Osha.
That's right, Osha. That was perfect. And I have no idea what to say
that's
now.
That's fine. You're improvising. Go.
Osha, okay. So is it improv? So it's not improv, but it can turn into improv.
I write
improv.
My bits.
Right.
That was not, I didn't write that.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was amazing. The pussy, the pussy really got me going.
I don't know. Somehow I come up with like gnarly acronyms. Yeah. It's a skill. I read a real story and then the team bring improvise completely off that. And I tell them, it's like, whatever you do, do not watch the news that day. Yeah. They have no idea what the story is. So they literally invent the show on the spot. And it's astounding.
So you've got, there's some of Australia's best improvisers are on the stage with you.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
Who can we expect on the stage? Or does that change too? You don't even know.
Oh, our crew, our news team are the same people every night. Mostly it's Claire Kavanagh, Alex Reynolds, Raya Golgovsky, Josh McGee, Anita Hayden-Wright, Jeeves Vermeer, Kate Coates. We have a special guest every night because we have a weather reporter, a special guest weather reporter. And if you scroll back through your text, you would have found, Abby, a number of times that I've asked you to come and be one.
And I have night radio. Osha.
Yeah, day job. they're making money. You don't want to come and do some independent theatre for free?
I'd love to.
Okay, well, how about this, Abby? Because you didn't go to Osha, he's come to us, and guess what? We're going to play the game. So the game, we're going to do this next. So we're going to go to a song, and when we come back, we are going to play.
Welcome to Real News versus Fake News.
Oh. When we come back, we're going to play a version of this. Stick around. Osher Glunsberg, Jimmy, Nath, Abby Chatfield. We'll do it after this.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Right around the country, hot nights. Abby Chatfield, Jimmy and Nath still joined. Big round of applause. Osher Ginsberg, everybody.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm morphing into my kind of late night cable news guy.
That's what we need from you because you've got a brand new show, Sydney Comedy Festival. I'm going to try it again. NTNNNN?
NTNNNN, real stories. Fake news.
Bang. There it is. And we're going to have a go at it, guys.
May 19th, Factory Theatre.
I'm sweating.
It's hilarious. Like, if the news, and I get this because my oldest, she's 19, she doesn't read the news because why would you? Mm. It's a product like anything else. It's like why would anybody want to watch the news when you can literally watch endless cute animal videos on, or a bloke playing Metallica covers on the drums using sex toys instead of drum sets. It's a real. Why would I want to watch Carl telling me the same thing he told me yesterday morning? Well, I can watch that.
Right.
It's a tough game to be in.
So sorry, how is this going to work?
Sorry, have you seen that video? It's a great video.
No, what the Metallica? No, I haven't seen
it. We'll play it for you after these abs. Yeah. Right, so how this is going to work is Osher's going to give us a real news headline, and I believe Osher, it is up to Jimmy, Nath, Abby to come up with the story. Yes?
You are. Welcome to the. This is the news team. Okay. Jimmy, Nath, and Abby. They're the news team tonight, and Tonight, we have a very tragic report coming out of the news this evening. Police responding to a call for a newborn infant in a rubbish bin on a public street. Absolutely tragic. But when the police officers came closer and investigated, they discovered that the suspected newborn baby was only a burrito. On the scene now is senior Lost Takeaway Food correspondent Abby Chatfield. Abby, what's the scene?
Wrapped up tightly amongst the mess, the baby burrito laid in the rubbish, waiting to be rescued, only to be found out it was merely an inanimate object. Was the burrito hungry for more filling, or was it merely sure of its place amongst the rubble? Does the burrito need some therapy to feel better about itself and maybe realise it doesn't belong amongst
them? Are you that chick from the telly?
Yeah, no, I am.
Oh, my God, this one, that's Maths. That's yours.
Yeah, no,
oh,
yeah, it's Maths. Oh, yeah.
Can I get a photo?
Yeah,
can I get a photo?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to throw to
throw back to the studio. Back to you, Osher.
Oh,
hey, Abby Chatfield.
You were worried.
I was worried.
That was phenomenal.
I couldn't look at Osher.
I told you. Perfect.
You were in the zone.
Gosh, I got a nighter. I don't know.
I love it. It's beautiful. In news that's sure to break the hearts of five-year-old birthday parties all across the country, a unicorn spotted in the wild swiftly broke the hearts of many children flocking to get a photo when it was merely discovered to be a donkey with a dildo on its head. Jimmy is on the scene now with more to talk us through this incredible scene of disappointment.
Yeah, thank you, Osher. Here live from the children's birthday. Very upsetting, where many parents thought they would be coming today to see a unicorn, only to discover, yes, a donkey with a dildo on its head.
Honey, Mummy's very tense. Have you seen Mummy's special? Where's Mummy's special thing?
Yes, dildos all across the street have been lost. We found out later that the donkey had taken a taste to them and was eating them. When putting its head into the garbage, this one had become attached to its forehead, giving it hence the look of a unicorn.
When I said the dildo was going on the ass, that's not what I meant. Jimmy, Osher here in the studio. It's very, very different take on the old party game. I see.
Yes. No, we thought we were playing pin the tail on the donkey, but no, it was put the dildo on the head of the donkey. Very different game. Not appropriate for children, as you can hear in the background. A lot of children cry.
This sounds a lot like that time that the fire truck that was booked for the child's party turned up at the hen's night and the other way around. Like, sometimes the same thing goes to a different party. Very difficult scenes there, Jimmy. I hope those kids will be all right.
They won't be, Osher, but we'll just keep moving on, won't we?
See, you guys are perfect.
Very good. I know. Osher Ginsberg, everybody. Go and get your tickets, too. I'm going to try it again. N-T-N-N-N-N? N?
That's it.
There it is. SydneyComedyFest.com.au. Osher Ginsberg, we love you, mate. Thank you very much.
Well done. Good job. Jimmy, Nathan, Hot Mike.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Quiz time! End of the show. Jim Habs, another fun one.
Really fun, guys.
Nice. Well, you told your therapist today that
I know. I just love you both so much.
Love hanging out with the boys.
Yeah.
Good time. Fun times. Good vibes.
Do you guys just all vibes,
like,
guys,
hang out with me, or because you haven't said it back?
Yeah, we'll get there.
Abs, we have a group chat. Abs sent all these lovely messages. Oh, it was last week, I think. Yeah. And I'm a shit replier at the best of times. My mum visited on the weekend. She goes, "Would it kill you to text me back?"
But to be fair, Jimmy's got like 900 unanswered text messages.
Yeah. So do I, but it's fine.
Anyway, Nath, Abby wrote this beautiful thing. She's like, "I love you guys." And I went, "Yeah, great." And then Nath,
I was crying right in that, by the way.
I replied. I said,
"No,
nice one."
Sorry. And then let me get there. And then Nath sent this huge, lovely message. I went to sleep, but then I woke up the next morning and it's Abby just being like, "F you, Jimmy. See, Nate's replied, that's how you're bottom."
I think you'd gone, "Yeah, you two abs, X or something," and then gone to bed. And I was like, "Oh, okay." Because I was literally crying writing that message. I love you guys so much. I was so grateful for you both. And then I get, "Yeah, you two abs."
And then Nate's like, "It's been such a great time getting to know all this stuff." I wake up happy and be like, "See, Nate's message? That's how you should reply.
No, actually, to be fair, knowing Jim for a long time, best mate, best man at my wedding, I should have signed off from Jimmy and Nate.
Yeah, look, from now on, I just presume you're one and the same. You are everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. Delete his number and I'll reply.
I don't reply sometimes. I just said Nate do it. It signs off Jimmy and Nate. They, people think, oh, they sat down and crafted the message together.
Yeah, if you ever get an email, it's from me. Yeah. Always. Guys, the way we wrap each and every show is with the show rating. Doesn't matter how much of the show you've heard. Could be the whole thing. Could be a couple of seconds. Whatever it is. Rating the show today out of 10 from Point Cook. Brooke, welcome to the show. Hello, Brooke.
Hey, Brooke.
Hello.
Brooke, how much of the show do you hear tonight?
I heard maybe about half an hour of it, but that half an hour was 10 out of 10. You guys are going through your witty era. Love it.
Oh, my God, Brooke.
How witty. I'd be so going to tell a therapist about this.
Oh, my God, Brooke.
A witty era. What's next? I'm wondering what happens after the witty era.
I don't know, maybe a comedian next, you know.
A comedian next.
I mean, that does stand up. You should get back into it.
I should get back into it.
You could do it with Osha. You could be the guest.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had Osha on today.
He did invite us afterwards, not on the chat, but in the studio.
Wasn't that just to Abby, or was that all of us?
No, just to me.
No, Abby did say she was away, and then she said, well, he goes, if you two fellas want
you heard a rocker. He said, I'll put whoever's name on the list.
Oh, yes, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss. Mwah.